The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to the HBO Boys podcast. Today we are on part three of ranking the top comedy shows of all time. You don't have to go listen back to two or one. You could if you wanted to. They're really chill. But if you don't want to do that, then we'll just let you know. Part one's winner was Saturday Night Live, and part two's winner was Top Gear. And now we are on part three, a 32-show bracket. One more to go, part four, with another 32 shows, and then we will reach the final four, where then we will subjectively choose our favorite comedy television show of all time that you can all actively disagree with. Here to meet with me today is Adam and Justin. Adam will be choosing along with me. We will be together, like on a team, choosing which ones are our favorites. And Justin, as always, is our fearless moderator, adjudicator, hand of God. Is everybody excited for part three?
Oh, yeah.
I honestly am excited every time you get to introduce me, because the hand of God feels so good.
He loves it.
Yeah, it's only until we end the podcast, though. So
we'll come up with another idea. I still like being God.
Yeah, Justin is only going to be coming up with ideas over the next year in which he can meddle in everyone else's feelings, including ours.
Of course.
So we're getting down to the nitty gritty here. Parts three and four, I think, are going to be the hardest ones by far. If you've listened to parts two and one, you'll have noticed that there are a lot of really great television shows that have not been brought up yet. Here they freaking come. So, I assume you've listened to part one and two, but if not, you'll get it really quick. So let's just jump into part three. And Justin, there have been trap cards for one and two, basically things that Adam and I say that somehow open up a nerf and or... It's never been a buff. It's always just been...
It's been nerfed every time.
Just worldwide nerfs to both Adam and I's decision-making skills. Will there be a trap card in part three? Are we still using the trap cards from one and two? And if so, please explain them.
All previous trap cards apply to future episodes. Although in this episode three, there will be no new trap card. Although, I must say, if I were to add one... It would be that if either of you interrupt me announcing who the candidates are going up against each other are, I choose immediately. So, but it's not, that's not a real trap card. That's just me and my brain. And I really like it a lot if I could do that, because you guys interrupted me a whole bunch. So just know that I'm God and you're not. So
sure.
Remember.
Yes. You're complex, loud and clear. Understood.
We just get excited. There's just so much excitement in the air.
There's no excitement in my realm. This is my realm.
He's sad all the time.
We all are. Let's start.
First round. Seinfeld versus Married with Children.
Okay. Well, Married with Children. What's your history like with Married with Children, Adam?
I honestly don't think I've ever seen it.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was one of those shows that came on. I just didn't have an interest. Never started it. I've heard good things.
Sure.
But I can't comment on it. Seinfeld easily takes this one for me.
I think I am on the same page. Seinfeld is one of the greatest comedy shows of all time. It's that also too. An example of one that didn't fly too close to the sun, got into 8 seasons and decided to quit while they were ahead when they were the biggest show on earth. Married with Children, a young Ed O'Neill, who I'm sure will come up at least one more time talking about the greatest comedy shows of all time, but for now, strewn to the side.
Married with Children, cast aside. Seinfeld, moving on.
Nice. They have been divorced, if you will.
That makes a lot of sense.
Next round, The Simpsons versus Frasier.
Ooh, Ryan, I feel like this one is tough for you.
Yeah, it's tougher than I think people would initially give it credit for.
Yeah.
Frasier, I just learned when they were making the show Frasier, they were actually making a show about two gay men, but then they made them brothers because they didn't think that two gay men at the time would like fly in on television. So they was like, let's just make them brothers. Boom, bing, bang, boom. Kelsey Grammer, David Hyde Pierce, and their old dad in a chair with a fun dog and a helper for said dad because he can't get up. Frasier, I love Frasier. And then The Simpsons is The Simpsons. Which I think you do have to unpack a little bit, because unlike Seinfeld, like I was just saying, they've just kept going. They're sort of on the same wavelength as Family Guy is, where the later seasons have gotten worse and worse and worse. The problem with it is that The Simpsons is an epic comedy staple. Those writers' rooms were like the birth of Conan O'Brien's career, were the birth of everyone going on to make Futurama, like, and they were transplanted from where The Simpsons started on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and then made a comedy empire, which is now one of the biggest IPs on earth. So I don't know. What are your vibes?
Yeah, no. It's The Simpsons for me. I think this one's very easy. Frasier, I appreciate its place. I never watched a lot of it. It was very boring to me, very dry. I like Kelsey Grammer. I like David Hyde Pierce, but just didn't hit for me really hard.
Salad,
but
The Simpsons, and scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
We're coming again.
But now, if you decide to become a patron, you can talk to us on Discord. And I shared in our Discord a wonderful graph of the Simpsons episodes based on popularity and like how good they are based on response. And it's really interesting because the show's gone so long and it's just not as good as it was. It goes from either blue or green to just deep red, and red being bad in this case in the later seasons. And it's just interesting to see
it all. In what cases is red good?
Wine is great. Yeah. A stoplight, safety, you know,
bad safety. No one likes safety.
Safety's terrible.
Safety's yellow, you idiot.
A Ferrari. Ferraris are good.
Sure.
but yeah, so if you want to join in the Discord, you can see that at patreon.com/HBOBOIZ. You got to plug that, obviously. But it's interesting because the show is so iconic and so great, but it's a very clear, like, midway through its run, it started getting pretty bad pretty fast. Mm-hmm. But I still choose it. I still choose The Simpsons.
Yeah, I mean, I do too. I think The Simpsons in round two at this point is probably going up against Seinfeld, which sucks. We'll get there when we get though.
Oh, no. Oh,
so no. I suppose let's move on.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Simpsons moving
on.
Oh,
no.
Next up, the UK version of The Office versus Sex in the City.
You designated it differently.
Well, yes, it's a whole different show.
Yeah, I know, but like as an entity, I would assume like The Office as its entire run.
No. They star different people. They happen at different times. The United States Office doesn't happen without the UK Office because both were created by Stephen Merchant and Ricky Gervais. The UK Office starring Ricky Gervais. The UK Office is basically like the pilot episodes of both are basically the same. They had to change Michael Scott's character to basically not be Ricky Gervais' character in the UK Office because they were like, American audiences truly hate this guy.
Yeah.
But
and we talked about that a lot, about how just giving someone 1 ounce of redeemable qualities is just enough.
Yeah, it came up a lot in our Ted Lasso podcast. But the UK Office is like a pull no punches show. It lets you sit in the cringe. It lets you feel bad, which I liked for the most part. I thought it was very tight. It was there was no fluff in those episodes. Sex in the City, I have watched a few episodes of. I think it's not for me. Like, it wasn't made for me. It is the, like, Girls is the spiritual successor to Sex in the City. Both, I don't think, were made for me. Very different shows, on their surfaces. But, I go the UK Office here just because I've watched more of it. I think it will be easy fodder perhaps in the next round where it might go down, just real easy. But that's what I would choose.
Yeah, I mean, UK Office, I've again watched a few episodes, didn't binge the entire series, but Sex in the City, you know, I remember when this was airing in the late 90s, early 2000s, and it was huge. This was HBO must watch TV at the time for a lot of people. And it even has spawned off a new show that is either just finished or is currently airing. And I don't know what the name is. It's a terrible show name.
Sure.
But it is the kind of predecessor to the Sex in the City. And, you know, I agree with you. The UK Office, I think, had more cultural impact. But I do would like to give my nod to Sex in the City because I think it was a huge play in HBO's hands and created great content in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Forever, I thought it was Sex in the City.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people did.
So I definitely didn't think that, for sure.
Yeah. No. Are you going Sex City?
No, I'm going UK Office.
Understood.
Yeah. Okay. Just nodding my head to Sex in the City.
Nod.
UK Office, moving along. -1 points for feminism.
Okay.
Next round. Wow. Will and Grace versus Jesus. Freaks and Geeks.
Oh.
Another point for feminism is about to leave the board. Because Freaks and Geeks is a show that died too young.
Yeah.
It, again, spawned the careers of many of the comedy icons who we still have today. Jason Segel, who, by the way, is amazing in Shrinking.
Which yes, he is.
I just finished the first season of. James Franco and all his woes, Judd Apatow, Paul Feig making the show, Linda Cardellini, Martin Starr, it is
Seth Rogen,
right? Seth, I forgot the most famous person out of all of them. And Will and Grace, I have heard a lot more about recently because Sean Hayes is on one of the biggest podcasts in the world, Smartless.
Okay,
but
did not know.
Yeah, it's. I think Will and Grace was like before or after Friends. I don't know if it was on the same network or not, but I don't know. I didn't watch it, and it's on here. I put a lot of things. Listen, I made this list, so like I did put a lot of things on here that I didn't watch, just because I thought they needed to be said out loud in these categories because they deserved to be. Freaks and Geeks, baby.
Yeah, so Freaks and Geeks landed on one of my top shows of all time, I think. I can't remember what pod we did that I brought it up, but it was one of the shows that I think were underrated. It was the underrated shows, the most underrated shows, because it got canceled so early. But, I mean, it jump-started so many careers. Will and Grace, I definitely have heard a lot about over, you know, the years. But I too, I've never watched it, never cared to watch it. I've heard it's good. But, yeah, I mean, Freaks and Geeks for me, absolutely. I think some people might say otherwise, but whatever.
Yeah, like if they're maybe a woman or something. Anyways, Freaks and
Jesus.
Geeks moving
What are you doing? What are you doing? Explain to us what you're doing.
Toxic masculinity is flowing through both of your veins right now, and it's very clear.
Wow.
Listen, there were women on the Freaks and Geeks.
Said like a true feminist.
You're not, Adam, you didn't make this better.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Righteous Gemstones versus Portlandia.
Vibes?
Oh, no, I was going to say I have a clear winner here.
Is it Righteous Gemstones?
Yeah. It's the Righteous Gemstones. And I just recently binged all of it. I watched the first season and then fell off a little bit, but then I heard it got real good. And it sure did. That is a great show. I am very excited for season four.
Yeah, the second season was a little lackluster for me. I think it was a dip in quality. The third season, I think, was right back up there with season one with how good it was. And I look forward to more Righteous Gemstones. Just keep letting Danny McBride make whatever he wants in his hovel in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Keep letting Danny McBride be Danny McBride in different settings.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks, HBO. Portlandia is like an entire brand of humor. It was the golden child of alternative comedy for 5 to 7 years when it was out. Fred Armisen is, for me, a lot of people like him. He's grating for me. His vibes, I don't like him. Like on SNL, I think he was like built for that show and was so, so good on it. And his aptitude on said show adds to the SNL stock, which is great because it already won one of our brackets just because of how insane it's been for so long, even with its ups and downs. But Righteous Gemstones, I actively look forward to its future, so I would also go that.
Yeah, Portlandia, I never, like, understood. I watched a couple episodes, and I'm just like, what is this? Like, why?
Sure. Yeah, not your wavelength. And I think that's fine, right?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I cannot like things, right?
You could.
Yeah.
And you don't. Or do.
I don't. There are things that I don't like.
Okay.
Adam and Ryan voting against women and voting against liberal content.
Okay.
Righteous Gemstones moving on.
I don't like the vibe of this.
I'm God. All. I frame you how I please. Okay.
That's okay. Well, the religious undertones there I don't like either.
Apparently, praise against religion as well.
Okay.
King of Queens versus Big Bang Theory.
This sucks.
Does it though? Like,
yes, I will tell you why.
Thank you so much.
Does it? Does it though?
Listen, you want to pick King of Queens. I understand it. Kevin James,
yeah.
His comedy special when we were kids, the muffin, the big beanbag muffin.
Yeah. Right?
And Liam Rimini on that show and Jerry Stiller. It's an amazing show. Big Bang Theory, I think, is the Nickelback of television comedies. Like,
oh, yeah.
It has come back around. Where everybody was hating on it, but I've watched basically every episode of it because I was stuck in a hotel with a person who really liked it. So so I've watched a lot of it, and I felt that way for a long time, the same way I felt about Nickelback. But I've come around on it 100%, and yeah, it is sometimes cringe, and yeah, it is sometimes playing to the dumbest guy in the room who's just like, Debs, I like smart people funny, which
is smart people and boobies.
Smart people, boobies, dude. I like both those things so much. But you know what? I'm not even making fun of that. I get it.
I mean, it's got a healthy dose of the, what did you call it?
Porn.
Competency porn. Yes. It's a healthy dose of competency porn. And
wait, what?
Yeah, it's an idea where people like watching media where others are the people starring in said media are very good at their jobs. Like, that's like, why I like The Martian, because it's just watching Matt Damon be very good at being a Martian, you know, and things like that. But that's not even it for me. It's more so like people really hated Sheldon as a character. And Jim Parsons' portrayal of him, and that is what sort of come around in the zeitgeist, where it is huge on TikTok. I honestly, without TikTok, this wouldn't be very difficult for me. But let's just get to the end of this, because you pick King of Queens and I'm picking Big Bang Theory, so I believe it goes to Justin's vote and King of Queens wins. Let's move on.
Okay, that makes it so that I don't have to say a whole lot. you couldn't have picked a worse round to defer on specifically, because I have a burning passionate hatred for Big Bang Theory.
Oh, so mine isn't that bad. I actually, what you said, Ryan, people not liking Sheldon, that's surprising to me. There was a lot of other shit that I didn't like about that show, but Sheldon was not one of those things for me.
Yeah, it never really came down to like a singular character. It was
I just didn't like the... Yeah, it was the writing, it was the delivery. Like, I like...
Some
of the characters, but Jesus, man, just something about it.
Or the worst part of Big Bang Theory was their objectification of women.
You're right, Ryan.
Plus 1 point to feminism.
Nice. Yeah. Good job. We're coming back. -2. If this was golf, we'd be doing well.
King of Queens moving on. Fuck the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, okay. My God. So aggressive.
2.5 Men versus Taxi.
Wow.
I like when we at the same time.
What
are your feelings on
future trap card?
These are so different for me. I mean, when Charlie Sheen was on 2.5 Men, I liked it. I think it was not the best show on TV by far.
It was the biggest, though.
Yeah, it was the biggest. And that child actor was like the highest paid child actor at the time, because it was so huge. But like, it was entertaining, and that's about all it was for me. I didn't really care about the writing. I didn't care about it. Was kind of something to watch in the background. And Taxi is a much older show that had a very huge following as well. But they're so different.
Danny DeVito, dude.
Yeah, right, right.
Christopher Lloyd.
And I remember Danny DeVito on his Always Sunny podcast with the guys there was talking about his role in Taxi. And I was reminded that he was in it because, again, I hadn't seen it since, Nick at Night? And we kept talking about Nick at Night. And it's so good. And he's so good in it. It's like that show had more powerhouses in terms of acting and performances than 2.5 Men had with just sheer volume of watchers.
Sure.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to go Taxi on this one.
I am also going to go Taxi, and that is one point against ageism, because we have been doing a poor job. We just haven't watched things that I put on here from 30 to 40 years ago that I, again, just wanted to say out loud because I do think they matter. But Taxi beating 2.5 Men is a huge win against, I guess, us for always not choosing the generations that are above us TV shows.
Sure. Yeah. No, I like Taxi, and 2.5 Men was fine, but I think, Taxi is just a better show.
Sure. Taxi driving right along to the next round. I will say, although thankfully this came right after the Big Bang Theory mention, the 2.5 Men is the same format, but better writing. And I think that's the difference between good and bad.
That's because both of them were created by Chuck Lorre.
Yeah, I was going to say. Oh,
this sucks.
Yeah, this actually sucks.
New Girl versus It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
This sucks.
Speaking of Always Sunny,
so hard. Oh my God.
Ryan, I'm gonna let you go first on this one.
Okay. New Girl is amazing. The least well-written character on it in its early years is Winston, and they make a very good point to make him amazing as the show goes on. Schmidt is a perfectly written character, and Nick is a perfectly written character, and when Coach comes back, he fits in perfectly. New Girl's problem is that their protagonist is a bit much. And
I thought you were going to say that she's a woman. So, all right.
No.
You were going there.
No, I was not. How dare you? Anyway, she's a woman. And no, that's obvious. It's not how I feel. My feelings.
It's very clear.
I hope so. But Zooey Deschanel does lead that show, and she gets drowned out eventually. By all of the other people in the apartment.
Sure.
And their amazing performances, which, by the way, has again blown up. Anytime I see like two dudes talking on TikTok and they are having any amount of like friendship between them whatsoever, everyone's like, so Nick and Schmidt. That's so Nick. The comments.
I actually hate that.
Yeah, it's really dumb because you can't don't generalize everything you think and then have 10,000 people upvote it. I think New Girl beats most of what we've already talked about, but not It's Always Sunny. It's Always Sunny is the longest running comedy now.
Live action sitcom, right? I think they just hit their it has now been this season, whatever season it's in, 15 or something.
Yeah, 16. And it is that for a reason. It is a show that has never pulled any punches. The podcast is huge and adding to even more layers of how good It's Always Sunny is. I think it did have a few off seasons that might come back to bite it in future rounds. Who knows, though? Because Dennis is a psychopath. He's amazing.
I know.
Is incredible. Matt, Charlie, and then Danny DeVito.
Yeah, so when Danny DeVito came in on that show, it changed. It changed, and it was... I mean, the first season is great. It's weird comedy, and it's funny and wild and ridiculous. It kind of reminds me of a live-action South Park. Kind of anything goes. They seem to have money for everything, you know?
Well, that's because when Danny DeVito joins, he's just ultra-rich, and just put his credit card down, and then they can do all of their schemes.
It's amazing. I also vote for It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. But the New Girl, I did watch it all. I've watched it multiple times. I think it's a great show. I think it deserves to be on this list for sure. And I just think, you know, over time, I get Jess fatigue from that show. And it's just it was the same type of quirkiness, the whole, like, you know, it just got tiring after a while.
It's the Manic Pixie Dream Girl kind of thing.
I don't like it.
In later seasons, they really did drill down and try to not have it be that way. But this is probably the first round loser of a show that I will most likely binge the entirety of again one day because I love it so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
It's Always Sunny. Moving on to the next round, and the pattern continues.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
30 Rock versus Modern Family.
God, come on, man. No, dude.
Get.
Well, you said
wrecked.
The heavy hitters were coming.
This is the suck.
Yeah. I'll give you a vibe here. Modern Family, I never finished watching, I'll be honest with you. But it's one of those shows, it's won a ton of Emmys. I mean, like multiple seasons over and over, or they're winning these categories over and over again. 30 Rock is so good. I like 30 Rock better, but I would be not upset if Modern Family took this one.
No, 30 Rock is going to take this one because I think it's absolutely incredible. The post SNL years of Tina Fey and Kenneth Parsons, Kenneth Purcell. I don't know what his last name is. He's a secret angel. And Tracy Morgan in that show is so, and the character of Jenna is the worst, and it's the best. Modern Family is an amazing show and deserved all of those awards, although they were winning those when The Office was on, and it's the reason Steve Carell didn't win anything, which is an actual travesty.
That is why I did not know that. That's wild.
Yeah. Steve Carell didn't win an Emmy for Best Actor in a TV show while The Office was on. Isn't that
crazy?
Insane. Anyway.
Did anyone from The Office win? Any supporting?
I don't know. Anyway,
it's fine if you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You see, I don't know everything.
Look at anything. Ryan. What are you doing?
Look it up.
Looking up things is podcast death. I choose 30 Rock.
Yeah, same.
That's crazy. All right. 30 Rock.
How do you feel, Justin, even though we've already voted?
Modern Family is on par with Parks and Recreation for
interesting
beginning to end comedy perfection.
Have you watched 30 Rock?
Maybe like season one, a little bit of it.
You should binge 30 Rock.
Yeah,
it's
you should watch it.
Absolutely incredible. It's so sick.
Well, Well, it does have Tina Fey as like one of the leading actresses, so it's surprising you guys chose this, but 30 Rock, moving on.
Jesus, man.
Oh my God. Really leaning into that.
I do not like the through line of this episode.
It's my world. I told you.
Yeah.
We're just living in it. We're just choosing in it.
Your world is full of hate.
All in the Family versus Community.
Community. Can we talk about it later when it's up against something else?
Yeah.
I'm all aboard, Adam.
No, yeah, Community for sure.
Community moves on.
I do like All in the Family, but Community.
Minus for one sure. For ageism. Bye, All in the Family.
Aww.
You guys are very hateful.
Okay.
Friends versus Home Improvement.
Okay, Friends versus Home Improvement. I have watched every episode of both of these. Home Improvement.
I have watched every episode of Home Improvement.
Right. Tim the Toolman Taylor, yeah. Al Borland, JTT. Yeah, dude.
That was great, Justin.
It was so many years of practice.
It was actually
that was so good.
Good.
I'm not even going to try.
But Friends, I don't know. I'm not going to make this a long belabored thing. I would choose Friends over Home Improvement. Because it was like to the cultural zeitgeist as impactful as any comedy in the last 30 years. And it's nothing against Home Improvement. Listen, going out to the garage and seeing how Tim's hot rod was doing on a weekly basis was huge for me. But I think would choose Friends.
I fucking hate Friends.
Oh, okay.
Go on.
Do not like that show. I think it is not funny. Thanksgiving, I see the meme with whoever the actress is that has the turkey on her head. And I'm like, I hate this. I hate this so much.
We have unlocked something in Adam.
It is not funny to me.
Chandler Bong isn't funny.
Which is a bummer because I really like David Schwimmer. He was in Band of Brothers. Mm-hmm. I really like Jennifer Aniston, and I could name 100 things she's been in since Friends. I like these actors and actresses, but I just did not like the show Friends. I think it is way overrated.
Well, I think then it goes to Justin.
Well, as much as I love this role and this responsibility, I cannot not let Friends move on to the next round.
I mean, I'm not upset about it. I'm not, because I get it. I just don't want to make that decision.
Yeah, we at least know that Friends is not winning this bracket because of unbridled hatred from one of us.
I just don't like it.
Friends was a super mediocre show.
Oh,
in
shoot.
A time that not a lot of. I mean, you had like it was up against like Frasier, which Frasier was like. Again, for our generation, at least, it was like that was the old people version of Friends. Friends was hip. It was cool. It was New York or wherever they were. It was city life. It was all that.
It was New York or wherever they were.
I think they were in New York.
Frasier was in Seattle.
That's yeah. The one. I didn't know which one was which. I knew they were in a city, but they were on opposite sides of the country. Okay. Home Improvement is my entire childhood. Home Improvement is so close to my heart, but it's like one of those things where Friends is just too iconic to.
It's too big.
It's too big to knock out in the first round. And I like not everyone was into Home Improvement, but there is a cult following to Friends.
Like the Banks in 2008, Friends is too big to fail.
Exactly. Friends, moving on.
Right on.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
That 70 Show versus MASH.
Speaking of Right On.
Yeah.
Hey now. I really love That 70s Show. And I heard that they did a new one, That 80s Show or That 90s Show.
I mean, they did That 80s Show. It didn't work out. Dennis from It's Always Sunny was in it. And then they did that 90s show. I watched it. It was fine. But that 70s show, I think, just was talking about the 70s, but really kind of encapsulated the time in which it was on very well. Red Foreman is, I think, a perfectly written character, as is Kitty. For MASH, I feel like it'd be my favorite show if I was the right age.
And this is very ageist.
This is an ageist and apparently sexist podcast, and that sucks. But yeah.
I feel the same way about MASH, though, because my dad really likes MASH, and he's in the 70s. Yeah, but that 70s show, you know, it jump-started Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, Laura Prepon, and
Her last name like it's a mustard?
Now we're anti-French too, dude. Come on, you guys. Get
no French's makes mustard.
Okay.
So
let's just choose that 70s show.
Anyway, that 70s show.
Yeah.
That 70s show grooving on to the next round.
Love that.
Veep versus How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, interesting.
Have you watched Veep?
Yes, I've not all of it, but I have watched enough to make a decision on it.
Yeah, I think Veep is one of the best written comedies of all time. It's
great.
It has won a large amount of awards. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, post Seinfeld, had a few ups and downs, but then hit a banger of a show in Veep. It is so good and so specific. How I Met Your Mother is a show that you and I, Adam, binged together. Mm-hmm. A house of us, just a large group of people, would just keep binging it and stay up until the night and say, run it again, when we were definitely supposed to go to bed because we had work in the morning, but we didn't do that because no How I Met Your Mother is so, so, so good. It does lose points for me because I think the finale was dog water.
It was bad. It was real bad.
They made a choice in year one that they should have figured out by the last one and made a change, but they didn't because they're cowards. So for me, I do choose How I Met Your Mother over Veep because it defined like 3 years or 2 years of my life.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I think Veep is a better show. In everything that makes a show, in acting, in writing, in cinematography, everything.
But sometimes it's how it makes you feel.
Correct, which is exactly why I think I choose How I Met Your Mother.
Agreed. For all those reasons and more.
Yeah, and now Justin, I just see him from afar with a yellow umbrella.
Oh, don't do this to me.
Blue
French horn.
There you go. I was going to be very upset if this didn't at least get past round one, because like you had said, the ending is really fucking terrible.
It's pretty bad.
It is just the worst, but in my mind, I've almost now removed that ending and actually supplanted the real ending in my head. Mm. And if that show ended the way it should have, then we would be talking about this at the tippity top of the mountain.
You're talking about Game of Thrones? No, yeah. Your revisionist history is obviously better. All fan fiction of what the last episode was is obviously better than what they decided to do. And I think, again, it will hurt it down the road. But it is how I feel. So,
How I Met Your Mother, moving on.
Yes.
Everybody Loves Raymond versus Malcolm in the Middle.
Oof, good luck, guys. These also seem like in the same kind of vein to me. Did they air at the same time?
No, Everybody Loves Raymond was a bit before Malcolm in the Middle. A tour de force in the breaking the fourth wall comedy form. Frankie Muniz, all of his brothers on that, Dewey and
Bryan fucking Cranston.
And Bryan Cranston and the creme de la creme of that show, Jane Krasinski, the woman who played the mother.
Doesn't even know her name, dude. That's crazy.
But what I will say, it doesn't. I don't need to. It's one of the greatest performances in any comedy show in all of history. She was so amazing in that show. That finale, unlike How I Met Your Mother, was perfection. Mm-hmm. I watch it over and over again. Her speech at the end,
about,
oh my god, it is a comedy show that just knows exactly what it's saying and the message that it has at all times, and it never strays from it. It's just so absolutely insanely good. And then Everybody Loves Raymond. I love that show. I think Ray Romano, like that was happening at the same time, like, and then a little post Seinfeld, right? So it was sort of like a Queen's answer to a Manhattan Seinfeld, where Romano was also a stand-up comedian, his older brother with his low voice and sad Eeyore times. And then his parents were so amazing in that show as well. And then his wife as well, with all of their young rascal children. I think I love Everybody Loves Raymond. I go Malcolm in the Middle because of all the reasons previously stated, but am sad about it.
Yeah, no, I don't like Ray Romano's voice, Malcolm in the Middle.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, but weird reasoning. That's sick. I love it.
Well, Ryan said it all. I just added in that my feels.
Also, a note for Everyone Loves Raymond bowing out early as against Malcolm in the Middle. Malcolm in the Middle is, again, the perfect ending, the perfect show, the perfect package. It also was in that era where Everyone Loves Raymond, King of Queens, they were basically doing shows where funny people would get a show, and then they would just kind of riff on modern day happenings, like what it's like living in this place.
Whereas was that early 2000s?
Exactly. Malcolm in the Middle was, we have an idea, this is a family, and we're going to write about the family, and they never changed it throughout the entire course of the show. So big props from God to Malcolm in the Middle as well.
Yeah, Jesus. Referring to yourself as God is a bit much.
He has spoken.
Everybody Loves Raymond and King of Queens, by the way, same universe, and that was cool.
Yep. Malcolm in the Middle, moving on. Cheers versus the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
The second time Mary Tyler Moore has come up this episode, because that's it is true. Where The Simpsons has started, and it's sort of the lasting legacy of said show. Cheers is a little bit before our time.
Yep. Still have seen it, though.
I have seen it as well. Ted Danson and Christy Alley, and also, by the way, a really good finale. I've watched the last 5 minutes of the finale of Cheers a good amount of times. I think we would be better off spending time in other places. So I think let's just move Cheers on and move on with our lives.
Yep, I agree. Cheers, I've also been there.
On. Yeah, yeah, me too. Me, Boston.
Boston, ayo.
That's New York. But anyways, Shameless versus Scrubs.
Duncan guy.
Okay, Shameless, Scrubs. What are your thinkings?
Okay. So is Shameless still airing, or did they wrap it?
No, it is not airing anymore. William H. Macy and the guy, what's his name? I don't know why I'm forgetting. The lead in Yes Chef.
The Bear.
The Bear. Thank you. I love that show, and I forgot its name for a second. And then Scrubs is Bill Lawrence, who will then goes on to co-create Ted Lasso, as well as Shrinking, and has worked on many, many a show. I would choose Scrubs here just because I've watched more of it. And Shameless rides that comedy line, I think. It's sort of in it is in the comedy categories, but so is Barry. And we've talked about that in the past.
Shameless is actually like kind of heartbreaking in a lot of their episodes. It's very real and hits on a lot of topics that don't get brought up in mainstream media, I think. I think the setting is very, very good for Shameless. I think the situations that they're put in are oddly real and familiar and things like that. But Scrubs, I'm with you on this one. I like Scrubs better here. It is a feel-good show for a lot of the times. It is truly a comedy show.
Yeah, but it also hits the sad very well.
It does. It does hit the sad very well, just not as frequently as Shameless. Shameless hits it a lot, well, I think.
Shameless is a deep dive into alcoholism. So funny.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, hilarious.
Okay, Scrubs moving on.
Scrubs moving on. That concludes round one.
Ooh,
nice. Beginning of round two. This Seinfeld versus The Simpsons.
Can we skip this one for now? Like, can we just go? Can we do this one last in this one? I truly don't want to do this right now.
Yeah, let's go in reverse order.
Yeah reverse. Good. I love reverse order. I love reverse.
Cheers versus Scrubs.
I choose Scrubs. What are your views?
Scrubs. Yeah, no, I choose Scrubs. This is where Cheers gets the...
Cheers gets the boot.
Gets and the cheers.
Now I'm just trying to save time for Simpsons versus Seinfeld, but...
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's go.
Scrubs is a guy who can get love from me.
Oh nice. Good.
How I Met Your Mother versus Malcolm in the Middle.
This also sucks.
This is a bummer. I think this is where How I Met Your Mother's finale, which actually did happen, sadly not in the headspace of Justin, because he jettisoned it. I think it's where it comes in. This is a perfect finale versus one of the worst comedy finales of all time. So I would have to go with Malcolm in the Middle.
Do it.
Malcolm in the Middle. Moving to the top, or for now, at least. Okay. Friends versus That 70s Show.
Can we just do a quick 70s Show? I would choose Friends, but I think we know your feelings. So yeah. I don't want to get bogged down in them. I don't want to be in a bog, Adam.
And I think this is actually a bummer round, because as much as I like That 70s Show and I'm picking it just out of spite for Friends, I think Friends had way more cultural impact than That 70s Show.
Of course it did. It was gigantic.
So I'm almost inclined to pick Friends just because of that.
Oh, I'm chill with that, dog.
Yeah.
Is that a W for Friends?
That's a W for Friends.
I still, wow. I mean, I'm just very clear that I do not like this show.
Adam, yeah, we've come such a long way, dude. This is cool.
This is healing.
Friends, moving on.
Yeah.
30 Rock versus Community.
Okay, we have not really dove into Community as of yet. Community, a show wrought with peril. Dan Harmon, In and Out, 6 seasons and a movie. Troy and Abed in the Morning, and Joel McHale, and so
Donde
many.
Esta la biblioteca. Mi amo ti bon la grande discoteca.
You can roll your R's way better than me, dude. Community has like 2 years where Dan Harmon wasn't there, and it was markedly worse.
Oh, it was bad. I mean, it was bad. The first like 4 seasons were really good. I don't remember when he left, but I remember
after
there was
the
a
end
very
of the
clear
fourth
line.
Season.
Was it really?
Yeah, and also because when Donald Glover left, that was sort of the heart of the show.
Yeah, Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino, just wonderful. So
yeah.
Good.
I think in a lot of people's brackets, Community would win. I think it is widely loved and people love it to a degree that I completely understand. For me, it doesn't live up to what 30 Rock is, which is close to perfection.
Yeah, I agree.
A show that had one person running it the entire time, one person's voice the entire time. I know this is probably going to be the most controversial slash... thing that a large portion of the comedy loving community would do the opposite of, but I don't care. I choose 30 Rock.
I agree. Community lost its vibe. But the first 4 seasons were really great, and I've rewatched them multiple times.
Of course, but I do enjoy, though, we are leaning into like the totality of the show matters, which...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Which I'm psyched about, because it adds a bit of journalistic integrity to this very stupid podcast.
Hey, this is my world, and it's not stupid, dude.
Don't call my world stupid, dude.
That's fucking rude. 30 Rock, moving on.
Nice.
Taxi versus It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Danny
Love
v.
You, Taxi.
Danny, dude.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, either way, Danny wins.
Yeah, right.
In my world, Danny always wins.
Of course.
It's Always Sunny, moving on. Righteous Gemstones versus King of Queens.
Ooh, what do you think on this one?
I think King of Queens, we're talking about a show that's still going and could get better, and it's really, really good right now, versus King of Queens, a show that was sort of always second fiddle to Everybody Loves Raymond, and but it, within its own right, very, very good, polished, and quick hitting on jokes, and it's hard because you and I have watched Righteous Gemstones and binged it very recently, so it's very top of mind.
Oh, so yeah.
I go Righteous Gemstones here.
Same. And again, if we choose to do this in the future, this could change depending on how good or bad season four into their finale is.
Exactly.
We'll definitely review this later.
Yeah. I think, and when we get to a future round with Righteous Gemstones, I think it not being a show that's over yet will hurt it a little bit just because we truly don't know. I'm not going to pick most likely Righteous Gemstones as our huge, big number one winner because I just don't know yet. But here, I think it does come out the victor.
Righteous Gemstones, moving on. The UK office versus Freaks and Geeks.
Hmm. Weird. Like, these two putting up against each other is interesting because I do think, like, Freaks and Geeks sort of leaned into cringe comedy as much as an American audience would allow. And then they wouldn't even, though, because nobody was watching it.
I know. How many seasons did it run for? Two?
Yeah, was it two? That, right. Like a season and a half, basically.
But I loved it so much. And I've seen UK Office. I haven't seen it all. I love Freaks and Geeks. This one's interesting.
I think I would go Freaks and Geeks here just because, again, I think it's wildly underrated. And the UK Office, I think, will live on as like the thing that made the US office available to all of our eyes, and it gets points for that, but I think it was made for a UK audience and we are not that, so I'm glad it got to this round. But Freaks and Geeks, I think, must go on.
Love that. Also realizing now as we get to the towards the end of this bracket, one of my worst fears is coming up in the next episode.
Okay, what is that? Say what it is out loud.
It's The Office versus Parks and Recreation.
That's correct. I hate that. Let's move
and
on.
I really am upset.
Yeah.
I personally cannot wait.
Thanks.
Freaks and Geeks, moving on. The Bell Tolls, gentlemen.
Oh, no.
Seinfeld versus The Simpsons.
You know, I said let's move on. I said this was going to be too difficult for me, but as we get back here, I don't think it is, actually.
Okay.
I think this is where the 10 seasons of bad television sort of comes home to roost for The Simpsons against the tightest comedy of all time. So I choose Seinfeld. What are your feelings? Does it go to the Arbiter?
No, it does not go to the Arbiter. I also choose Seinfeld. Sorry. I gave you the heavy one last week. Seinfeld 100%. The Simpsons, it's great. It's culturally impactful for a lot of reasons, but it lost its luster a long time ago. It spawns a game that we played a bunch, if you remember that, Simpsons Tapped Out.
Yeah, of course.
Which was great, but you look back at Seinfeld and rewatch their entire series, and it just is good all the time. I mean, not every episode is good, but a large majority is gonna be good, and you just cannot say that about The Simpsons.
I think in a lot of people's brackets, if they were doing this exact exercise with 128 TV shows, I wouldn't be surprised that in some of them The Simpsons wins just for the nostalgia factor.
Sure.
But not in ours. Anyway.
Well, Seinfeld, moving on. Simpsons are Tapped Out.
Hey, there it is.
Good job.
Seinfeld, move on.
I'll continue in reverse, actually.
We're going to do reverse order again. Good. I like
reverse, reverse. Malcolm in the Middle versus Scrubs.
So I love Zach Braff and Donald Faison's friendship. The original Nick and Schmidt, if you will.
Jesus.
Gross. But Dr. Cox, I think, is the heart of that show, and an amazing portrayal of a character in a comedy. The janitor as well, who, by the way, is in the first season a little bit of drinking, which was fun to see. I know a lot of people in this scenario who would choose Scrubs over Malcolm in the Middle. Sure. I personally do not. I think Malcolm in the Middle is as good as it is, still underrated, and that's what I would choose.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. Scrubs, great fun, but Malcolm in the Middle, tight, complete, Full thought.
Full throttle.
Mouth full throttle.
Yeah. Moving closer to the top.
Hit the NOS. Let's go.
Let's go.
Family.
Family. 30 Rock versus Friends.
Okay.
Well, 30 Rock.
Sure. I'm fine with that. Friends, the fact that something Adam hates has gotten this far is pretty chill.
Yeah.
But I love 30 Rock to death. So let's move on. Moving on up. Oh, sad.
Moving on. Oh.
30 Rock. Moving on up. Righteous Gemstones versus It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Well, here's that thing. That yeah. time where the Righteous Gemstones just not being complete, but also It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is also not complete yet, but it has way more longevity.
Would you choose Eastbound and Down and or Vice Principals over It's Always Sunny? Let's be clear. Would you choose Eastbound and Down over It's Always Sunny?
I don't think so, honestly.
Right.
I don't think I would.
And if you wouldn't choose I really Eastbound like and Down. Right. I love Eastbound and Down so goddamn much.
But It's Always Sunny just absolutely got the formula perfect. And the crew, the four, are... No, five. Four? Five?
There are five.
Five. Are math. Are perfect together. They are a perfect cast. I love it. I love... Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Righteous Gemstones, you're fucking out.
Amazing.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That was, I'm sorry. Yeah. There's a point where I can't say any more that to get my point across.
No, it was perfect.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Thanks.
Freaks and Geeks versus Seinfeld.
Well,
I think this is David versus Goliath, but the right guy won, you know?
Yep.
The Goliath. Seinfeld. Because he's much bigger, you know?
That's just how the world works. Yeah, that's
how it is.
Yeah, I think Seinfeld wins. I'm glad Freaks and Geeks got this far, especially with only a season and a half under its belt. But I think that's more nostalgia factor than anything. And when it comes up against the best, then although I'm not sure because the next round will lay that out for us and our feelings. Uh-huh. But
yeah,
bye.
Seinfeld, moving on. All right, gentlemen, there are only four left.
Woo.
30 Rock versus Malcolm in the Middle.
There's a fire within me. It's burning me from the inside out. It's probably, I just need like a Tums or something, but I hate this. I hate it.
I
think I would choose 30 Rock over Malcolm in the Middle just because it's a show with one specific goal, and it is to tell jokes and be funny. We haven't even brought up Alec Baldwin in that show.
Lemon, who's
incredible. And Malcolm in the Middle is also for every reason we've already talked about amazing. But for me, I think I would go 30 Rock.
Yeah, and for the same reasons. It just is a funny comedy show. It's got the greats, and Malcolm in the Middle it's lasted this long. That's wonderful. And I think it's time it's up.
Bye, Frankie Muniz.
Malcolm remains stuck in the middle.
Nice.
The Rock moves on. Seinfeld versus It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
You know what's interesting about this? It's Always Sunny did an episode where they were all dressed up like Seinfeld. By the way, we haven't even brought Kramer as a character is perfection, and George as a character is perfection. Elaine is amazing. All of that cast. It's a four-person versus four-person plus Danny DeVito, obviously.
Yeah.
But I guess you could like put Jerry Stiller in there for the Danny DeVito of Seinfeld, but not really because he wasn't main cast. This is incredibly difficult for me. I personally like It's Always Sunny more than Seinfeld.
I do as well.
But it's difficult for me because I'm out of the contest. It's difficult.
Is it coarse?
People don't remember the trap cards from last time. It's not that. I think I choose It's Always Sunny, but it hurts my bones. I want to extract my bones and throw them away. I'm so sad.
This one doesn't hurt as much for me as it does for you, because while both are good, Always Sunny in Philadelphia is more my type of humor. So I'm always going to gravitate to that show over Seinfeld. And the fact that it's still airing, new episodes are coming out. It's something to look forward to as well. And what they've built and what they continue to build is wonderful. And I hope it goes on for the foreseeable future. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Maybe even forever. That'd be sick.
Adam's shot at Judaism aside, I agree.
Okay. Wow. This is, we're, mine. Okay. It's Always Sunny.
Do we have to put a disclaimer on here?
There should be a disclaimer on our entire show. And the disclaimer is, it's not good.
Oh, wow. I was gonna say, love you.
So bad. All right. You guys ready?
Oh, my Lord.
Final round.
I got my answer on this one already.
It's Always Sunny versus 30 Rock.
Okay, yeah. What is your answer and why?
My answer is still It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I love both of these shows. They're both wonderful comedies, but again, I think I just vibe better with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I have had more extreme laugh out loud moments with It's Always Sunny with Danny DeVito and Charlie Day as a couple character. And there's just something about this show that I will never get tired of it. My girlfriend absolutely hates the show.
Amazing.
Which makes it even better for me. And,
what? Why?
And I get,
that. No, unpack that.
because it just verifies that it's weird to a lot of people, but I absolutely love it. You know, there is a lot of people that don't like the show because of how it is. But I think because of how it is why it's so good.
I love that because of the way it is.
Yeah. It's because of the way it is.
Yeah. I think I agree with you. I think I choose It's Always Sunny to win this 32 bracket as well. It is the biggest swing in comedy television, I think, ever versus written perfection. And I will always give the nod to the largest swing. 30 Rock is absolutely, I think, almost unparalleled in just joke after joke. Like, the average amount of laughs per minute, I'm not sure any show has ever done better than 30 Rock. But It's Always Sunny has some of my favorite episodes of any television show ever. Charlie Work is, I think, a complete masterpiece. And and there are a few more that are up there as well for me. So I think we choose It's Always Sunny into the final four.
What a beautiful world we live in.
Yeah. So as a
Justin
recap,
approves.
Yeah, as a recap, the final four is It's Always Sunny, Top Gear, Saturday Night Live.
Baby. Somebody check on him.
I had a stroke.
Cheese
and crepes. I had a stroke. And but the fourth bracket, if the winner, I mean, It's Always Sunny, it's going to be a tough cookie to crack. But the fourth bracket, I think, you know, if you've listened to all of these, you know the ones that we haven't said yet. Some of the biggest heavy hitters in TV comedy of all time we have yet to discuss. So please
come back. Bummed.
Yeah, I know.
I'm kind of bummed for next week.
Yeah, I'm going to have to drink. I'm going to be drunk. I think.
I mean, there's just going to be some
drunk cast.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are fucked.
Yep.
This is a bummer.
Yeah, we're looking at the list. You guys don't know it yet, but you could intuit it. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us for part three of our best TV comedy show of all time series. As Adam said earlier, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/HBOBYZ. It's $1 a month, and you get to join the Discord where you get to talk to us all day. And also, you get to hear all of our episodes early and without ads. And we get to say your name at the end of all the podcasts, which Adam is about to do right now.
Yeah, donate some money to us, and I will add your name to this list. We'd love to make this list longer and spend more time saying these names, but the names right now are Sunshine, Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, James Watch My Dong, Chris Wood, Brent Ginn, Craig, John Jewers, Major Woody, and Carol Andrade is.
Wow.
I think never, I nailed it now.
You definitely didn't.
Please also follow us on TikTok at the HBO Boys. Follow us on Instagram at the HBO Boys and on Threads at the HBO Boys. All B-O-I-Z.
Yeah, it has a Z in it because we're cool.
We're cooler than regular Y-S's.
Whoa. Very cool.
Okay.
So cool.
I don't like your tone has been. I don't like. Okay.
Knock it off. I'm God.
On God.
On God.
On God. For real. For real. This should be bussing, bussing. No cap.
Okay. Bussin', bussin'. No cap. This shit is over.
It's unequivocally bussing.